Tel Aviv.
It's NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The special election to fill a vacant seat on the Houston City Council is Tuesday, and three candidates have emerged as likely contenders. If none of them get more than 50% of the vote, the top two head to a runoff in December. Trial attorney Alejandra Salinas, a newcomer to city politics, maintained her financial lead in October. She raised nearly $50,000, bringing her total contributions to more than $500,000. Brandon Roddinghouse, political science professor at the University of Houston, says she's likely to make the runoff.
She's definitely the best position for the long haul. Her cash on hand is larger than the others. She's got a deeper base of financial support. And although we might see some changes if there's a runoff, she's in a very good position financially.
Former City Council Chief of Staff Jordan Thomas came in second in October fundraising with more than $33,000, and he earned the endorsement of the Houston Chronicle. Former District D City Council member Dwight Boykins raised less than $30,000, but holds endorsements from multiple former and current elected officials. Fort Bend County Commissioners have voted to hire an outside law firm to evaluate the authority of the county attorney, Bridget Smith Lawson. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us the move comes after the county attorney has clashed with some commissioners over redistricting.
Smith Lawson, a Democrat, objected to the hiring of an outside law firm to evaluate her authority.
And it is not the duty of this court to hire outside counsel to check or grade me. I am responsible to the voters, not to the commissioners.
Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George, a Republican, has made multiple attempts to hire an outside law firm to advise commissioners. That's prompted concerns from Democrats that George is trying to undermine the authority of the county attorney, who is an elected official. The county will pay the Randall Law Firm up to $10,000 to evaluate the scope of the county attorney's authority. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
It's 67 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus. Sunny today with a high near 70. I'm Alex.